Chapter 8. Speed Limits. The Basic Speed Rule. Consider all the conditions that affect your driving. Drive at a speed that is safe for those conditions, and be able to stop without hitting anyone. The law says, no motor vehicle shall be driven at a speed greater than is careful and prudent and not greater than or less than is reasonable and proper, having due regard to the traffic, surface and width of the highway and of any other conditions then existing. No person shall drive any vehicle upon a highway at a speed greater than will permit him to stop within the assured clear distance ahead. The basic speed rule does not set an exact speed limit but means that the speed you may drive is limited by the current conditions. For example, the posted speed limit is 65 miles per hour, but if you're driving at night on a two-lane state highway, it's raining, or it's very foggy, 65 miles per hour is too fast for those conditions. The basic speed rule. Your speed must be careful and prudent, using skill and good judgment. Your speed must be reasonable and proper, not too fast and not too slow, for the conditions. Amount of traffic, how many cars on the road. Speed of traffic, how fast or slow it's moving. Whether pedestrians are present, especially children in school zones. Surface of the road, rough or smooth, paved, gravel, etc. Width of the road, one lane, two lane, four lane. Structure of the road, straight, curving, bridges, narrow shoulders, etc. Visibility, how far ahead you can see clearly. Weather and air conditions, rain, snow, ice, fog, smoke, dust, etc. Your own driving ability. You must not drive so slowly that you block, hinder, or interfere with other vehicles moving at normal speeds. Your speed must be adjusted to conditions so you can stop within a clear distance ahead. Suppose you are driving in a line of downtown traffic and the car ahead of you stops suddenly. If you can't stop in time to avoid hitting that car from behind, you are either breaking the basic speed rule, even if you were driving within the posted speed limit, or following too closely. Maximum penalty for violating the basic speed rule. Upon conviction of speeding, you may be fined up to $384.90 and sentenced to 30 days in jail. Fines double in school and construction zones when workers or equipment are present. Speed limits. Under state law, unless otherwise posted, and under normal conditions, you may drive at the speeds listed in the chart below. 4-lane divided and super 2-lane highways 70 miles per hour. Turnpikes 75 miles per hour. 2-lane highways 65 miles per hour. County roads 55 miles per hour. Highways within state parks or wildlife refuges 45 miles per hour. Other roads in state parks or wildlife refuges 35 miles per hour. School zones on any highway outside of a municipality in a properly marked zone 25 miles per hour. Very important. Carefully observe and obey all posted speed limits. Under state law, cities and towns can set their own speed limits. These limits will change according to the zones. Watch carefully and obey speed limit signs in business, residential, and school zones. Night driving. Night driving presents a serious danger, especially on poorly lighted highways and country roads. The distance that you can see clearly is greatly reduced. Dark-colored animals, dark objects on the road, or people walking or riding bikes and dressed in dark clothing will be hard to see. You should reduce your speed at night and adjust to the road and weather conditions. Don't overdrive your lights. Adjust your speed so you can stop within the distance you can see. You should consider how powerful your lights are and how responsive your brakes are. As soon as you see pedestrians, animals, or objects on the road in front of you, you must be able to stop before you hit them. If you are overdriving your lights, you will not be able to stop in time. Don't wear sunglasses or colored glasses when driving at night or on dark days. Glare from oncoming headlights, billboard and advertising lights, and in some conditions, from streetlights, can interfere with your night driving vision because your eyes take longer to adjust. Colored lenses cause your eyes to adjust even more slowly and can reduce your vision.